You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Okay, let's take a look at the story now. The contractor responsible for the building in George, which collapsed, killing over 30 people, with some unaccounted for still, is not registered with the Construction Industry Development Board. That's the shocking revelation from Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Sihle Zikalala, who said this is the biggest tragic incident in the construction industry since 1994. The Black Business Council in the built environment has added its voice in calling for a thorough investigation into the incident. We speak now to Danny Masimene, president of the Black Business Council in the built environment. Thank you very much, sir, for your time this afternoon. Maybe let's start with your understanding more so, seeing that you are in the industry. What is your knowledge of what happened?
Yeah, thank you. First, let me start by thanking you for having provided this opportunity, and also to greet your viewers at home. I think you might be aware that I'm out of the country. The understanding is that the construction industry, it is regulated, you know, but we are aware that some aspects of the industry, in particular the private sector, it is still not regulated. And as you have indicated, with regard to the CIDB Act number 38 of 2000, it only requires the construction companies who do business with the state to register with CIDB. So if you are not going to do business with the state, it is not a requirement for you to register. However, those who are in the space of building houses, those who are in the residential space, they are still required to register with NHBRC, which is a body that look into that space of residential space. And as far as I know, is that you are not supposed to start building anything if you are not registered with NHBRC. For those who are building residential homes, and because even the building itself must be enrolled with NHBRC. But maybe to take a step back, is that there are procedures or protocols that must be observed even before we go to whether you are registered or not. Is that there is the first layer, that is the municipality level or the metro level, where you are built environment professional team, like your engineers, architects, and so on, will have to produce drawings for whatever building that you are going to build. And therefore, you cannot start building up until those drawings, they are approved by the municipality. In other cases, it will be the metros.
So essentially, sir, if you'd allow me to please join you there, there'd be, where this investigation is concerned, if you can help us map it in our minds, that there'd be a number of role players that would be called into the investigation, including the likes of the municipality.
Yes. Actually, the municipalities will be the first on the line. And where municipalities involved, there are engineers, there are architects, who belong to various bodies, and they are also not allowed to design any type of building if they are not practicing. By practicing is that they must belong to various professional bodies, which has its own criteria. So those are the first steps, or those are the bodies who have to first investigate and check if the building was first, if the drawings were approved. Secondly, because we are told that it is a residential building, if it was enrolled with the NHBRC. Thirdly, if the contractor was also registered with the NHBRC.
To your knowledge, how widespread is it that contractors are not registered?
Look, by right, as a consumer or the project owner, is that it is to your advantage that you make sure that the contractor can tick all the box, so that if anything goes wrong and not as worse as it has happened now, and I'm talking about the poor workmanship, the shoddy, then you are able to go elsewhere to say the type of product that was delivered to me, it is not up to standard. But you cannot just say that without anyone verifying that indeed the product is not up to standard in terms of the building regulations. And the engineers who are on site, the architects who are responsible for the project, they also have to come in to make sure that there is proper quality control. And the building is a five-story building. That means that there are columns, and then there are, and I'm referring to concrete columns, there are concrete slabs. And in terms of the concrete columns and the concrete slabs, is that there is a requirement that after you cast your columns and your slabs, there is a curing period. And then that curing period, it requires that the concrete stays there for 28 days supported. You can remove gradually the support, but the 100% of the support cannot be removed up until the concrete has cured for 28 days.
Thank you.
And
very
that
much
is so. Where the professionals comes in.
Thank you so much for your time this evening. Danny Masimene, President of the Black Business Council in the Built Environment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.